step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Audio Frontier.
This is Football Daft with Stephen Purden.
Midfield dynamo and average actor.
Chris Toll.
Target man. Suspicious character.
And...
Welcome to Football Daft. It is the daftest Scottish football podcast around. I am John. In absence of Stephen, I'm doing the intro. So let's welcome the team. First, let's welcome a man whose dad has just bought, what I believe has just bought a season ticket for Blackpool. It's Grado.
I have no idea. I was just at his back door the other now. He went, I'm going to the Blackpool Rangers game next weekend. I goes, how'd you get a ticket? I goes, how you managed to get a ticket for that? He says, what, a season ticket for Blackpool? I was like, Blackpool? What do you think? Because he goes to Blackpool, I don't know if he gets 50 pence in the bus and all that. He's doing it every other week now. He gets the bus down, stays the night, and then comes back up the next day, so...
We have got him in Stephen's absence, an emergency loan from our podcast and Arms Wrestling Daft. You'll know him from the state of it, Burniston, and as Frank in one episode of Legit, it's Rab Florence.
Frank in one episode of Legit. How he's doing? It's an honour to be on the great Football Daft.
Good
you
to
don't
see
love
you,
me.
Mate. It's a fucking honour to have you.
I know.
By the way, Grado, you're outnumbered. It's usually 2-on-1. It's usually and you're outnumbered now, Rab, being a good Celtic man.
I've always wanted to say this on Football Daft, but Celtic!
Yes!
I'll not be doing any of that.
Oh, I'm sure you won't do. So thanks for joining us, Rab. Looking forward to it. Before we move on with the show, though, I need to
put a Celtic.
No one introduced me, no. You know why I
introduced anybody
else, John?
Oh, sorry, Chris. You've been talking already, right? Okay. That man you hear there, he's got a wee bit of a chest infection. In fact, you can maybe say he hurted his chest. He's sounding, got a bit of a sexy, husky voice going on there, Chris. A bit of a kind of sex line voice going on there. That's Chris Toll, of course.
So, John, what are you wearing?
Just a pair of jeans and a polo shirt today.
No fucking jeans there then, eh? What's happening, lads? He's good?
Aye, I'm alright, mate.
Fuck you, by the way.
What's wrong with you? You alright?
Hurt in my chest.
I've got to say thanks to everyone who got in touch after last week's show. We had the boys on from the band St. Phoenix, and it's really touched a lot of people, including a guy called David Brown, who got in touch and says, guys, just want to say a big thanks for helping me. Always listen to your pod on a Sunday when I'm out running, and today was a very special day. I lost my dad 5 weeks ago after a long battle with cancer. Stop laughing, Grado, he puts in brackets.
Is that what he's wrote?
He's wrote that, yeah. When I set out on the run, I was listening, laughing away as usual, and then the phone came on, and it was St. Phoenix and their story behind the song Happy Place. I've struggled grieving, but by the end of the song playing, I was like a blubbering runner. Luckily, no one was about. I feel weight has been lifted, so thank you to the guys and St. Phoenix. It was a true moment of clarity. Finished my run, wiped off my tears, so I'll be back out next week to see how you can surprise me. Well, we have surprised you already. Rab Florence is here, so there you go.
I think that's beautiful. I didn't realise, that's really lovely hearing that, and I didn't realise that was the kind of thing that happened in Football Daft.
It doesn't normally, Rab, I'll be honest.
I thought the messages were all guys like going, I don't know how he played a 4-4-2 on that. That's what I thought it would be that. I didn't think it would be like guys talking about moments of clarity and all that. That's amazing.
You'd be surprised, Rab. I know, I think that you think that our listeners are all Jake Balls.
No, I just think that, no, I didn't think that. I just kind of thought.
I think you did.
We attract a classier football fan. Other podcasts attract the Jake Balls.
I don't know if classy football fans are going to listen to a podcast that's primarily Rangers supporters. I mean, this is the big Scottish Rangers podcast, isn't it?
Fuck up, Rob, man.
Got a prayer shout out to James Alexander as well. He says, good evening. I'm currently serving in the Royal Navy and I'm deployed at the Arabian Gulf on HMS Penzance. I download your podcast every week so I can listen to it when I go to sea. And I'm wondering if I can get a shout out on one of the podcasts. So there you go. James, who's a Kelly fan out there on HMS Penzance. And he also adds, I'm currently deployed with ex-Scotland international player and journeyman David McNamee.
Well, thank you very much for your service, James.
Hi, thanks for your service. Who's Dave McNamee again?
He played for St Mirren, Livingston. He even got a cap for Scotland, David McNamee.
He's only 33-year-old. 33, is it? Would that be him?
Aye, I'll be him. Aye, Scotland cap.
Oh, get in there, Wilf. Is Crofty? I was going to say Crofty there.
You've got Crofty in the brain, you. But David McNamee, I've tapped up James and said, I would love to speak to David on the podcast. So when you've docked back with the boat, give us a shout.
And I live in Helensburgh, by the way, so if you want to just you swing your boat up Helensburgh, while you just up the estuary and come and see me, just across the Greenock in Helensburgh, I'd be glad to see you, mate. Bring one of the Kelly pies.
Rabble up me. He's palatial doors and wave to you on the boat.
Well, I'll say, don't come up to drive, mate. Don't come up to drive. Hello. Swing a pie up, roll a pie up the drive.
Leave that boat there, you.
So, before we get into Scottish football, boys, we've got to look back, I think, at the Euros and the Euro final there on Sunday. What did you make of it? Obviously, England didn't win. But do you know what? I have to admit, I felt a wee bit sorry for them. I have to admit it.
I don't know how anybody can feel sorry for them. I felt sorry for the players that missed the penalties because as soon as it happened, what did I put in the group chat? I said, the racial abuse that these boys are going to get now is going to be out of order. I said it straight away, and it wasn't even an hour later, the FA have put a statement out. Now, the reason that I don't feel sorry for them is because of the fucking fans that they attract. It's these people. Do you know what I mean? And then you've got the journalists and you've got the fucking media ramming them right up because as soon as they fail, then these boys are going to just get pure abuse because the media builds this team up so much. See, if they'd have just went, we've got a chance, this is a young team, they're just coming through, look how well they've done, they've got to the final, we don't expect to win, or we want to win, but kind of prepare for the worst but hope for the best kind of thing. But they don't. Rio Ferdinand said it doesn't matter who they play, whether it's Italy or Spain, England are the better team out of the two of them, we'll do whoever it is. And then after the game he's like, oh, well, Italy were the best team throughout the whole tournament. That's the whole thing. Do you know what I mean? He gets these people so riled up that when it comes to a halt and they fail, and that's what happens. Do you know what I mean? It's sad.
I don't know if that's the reason why all that happened, because they get G'd up. I said on this podcast last week, look, it's their country. Obviously, the media is going to build it up. We built it up. We done Yes Sir, I Can Boogie every day and all the rest.
We were no different.
Did you hear any Scottish journalists saying we're going to win it?
Because they were probably realistic. They go to the final, too.
Aye, but they got to the final playing a bunch of fucking pub teams, man.
But they could have won it, though. England could have won it.
I was mere angry. That was good, Rob. Damien Hings like that. I was mere angry. Do you know I was mere angry? I was mere angry at likes of Southgate for picking Saka. Saka to go to take the last penalty. What age is he? 19-year-old.
Aye.
And you think that who they had in the squad for such a big penalty for him for the responsibility on his shoulders? I thought he needs to get it in the neck.
I think that move of bringing guys on just to take penalties is a terrible move. Mm. Oh, it's always a terrible move, that, I think.
It's like, I would never
unless
do
it. Unless it's a goalkeeper. I agree.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you would never... I never go without my 10 press-ups and my 10 squats and the wrestling. You need to get a feel for it. You can't just be... Even if it is just kicking a ball, you've got to be feeling the momentum of the game, the passion, everything else that's happening, the momentum.
And it's not just about momentum as well. You've also got these boys going like that. Right, this is my only contribution to this game. Kicking this penalty. You know what I mean? Taking this penalty is my only contribution. So if I fuck it up, that's it. You know what I mean? I've no even get the fallback of going, well, I had a great game, but I missed a penalty. It's like it's all in this. And it's not fair, I don't think it's fair.
I want to talk about something, lads.
Is it the penalties? The style of the penalties?
The run-ups.
Oh, my God.
Come
on.
See, if we're the greatest will in the world, right? If Celtic are in a European final, and somebody does one of the wee tippy toe dancing numbers up to the ball and then misses. Off, there's effigies. There's effigies getting burned outside Parkhead. You know what I mean? But like, how can they? What is that?
What if back in the day Celtic were playing Rangers and there were penalties and Chris Sutton was taking the last penalty and he did a wee dancey run up and he scored it?
Then good for you, Chris Sutton.
you'd be like a fucking legend, wouldn't you?
It's on a par. We see somebody taking the Panenka and the goalie just standing still and catching the ball like that.
Mm-hmm. Aye.
It's on a par with that.
See all this running up and doing the fucking cha-cha slide before they kick the ball. Sure, it's going hard. It's low and hard.
Low and hard.
Hard. Although I'll give Guy Maguire his due. That was one of the best penalties I've ever saw.
Aye, but he ran up like a normal human being.
Yep, that's what I'm saying.
And toe-bashed it right in at the top bin. Do you know what I mean?
I've been listening to this whole conversation, and the most unbelievable part of this conversation is that Grado does 10 press-ups before he starts wrestling.
I know. I just want. There's one thing, one more thing I want to say. Right. See, may harm any of these people because I know some of them. Right. I know some of them. But see the people on Twitter and stuff like that. Right. Scottish people who were supporting England in the final. Right. And there was some people even I know personally in my life who were on tweeting. Look, I'm supporting England in this final. Come on, England, knowing that kind of stuff. Like, fuck off with that, man.
I know, they're not going to...
Fuck off with it.
They're not going to shaggy, mate.
And this isn't some anti-English thing or anything like that. This is just purely... Football is a sport. Not just football, but team sport is about rivalries.
Well...
It's all about fucking rivalries. And wherever you are in the world, England, that's not your country. That's not your nation. It's not your nation's team. Why would you support them? Why would you support them?
Rab, that's an interesting thing you say about the rivalry, because I will always remember... You tweeting back in the day about what it's like up here. I remember you talking about how, when you know, maybe when it's dealing with the BBC or if it's something today we on the telly, and it's like you can't say if you support Rangers or Celtic.
Aye.
And you were like, why is it? It's the only place in the world where a rivalry you can't. Obviously, there's some ugly sides to it, but at the end of the day, it's a fit.
The Rangers side.
No, but it's just, listen, it's just the media. It's the media that are feared. I don't think the people are feared. This is the thing. I remember when I started out in telly, it was like, don't mention what team you support. Like, don't mention Celtic and Rangers in a sitcom or in a sketch or anything like that. Like, don't mention any of this stuff. And we were like, nobody, I don't think anybody actually cares. What people don't like, right? This is what Rangers fans don't like and what Celtic fans don't like is... people being in the media and people being on telly and all that and fucking kidding on and no being open about who they support. I think Celtic fans respect it when people say, I support Rangers, and they're like, fucking good on you. And I think Rangers fans respect it when guys say, I'm a Celtic supporter, mm-hmm. and they're open about it. It's all that sneaky kind of like, well, I like to go and watch a Thistle and I like to...
George Bowie.
Your man Ewan supporting Hearts and all that, kidding on his sports Hearts. on the radio and all that.
You should just support Falkirk boys, and it's a nice easy life, you know.
Falkirk's still got a team.
Oh, here we go again. Here we go again.
See on Wrestling Daft, John tells me that Falkirk's got a stadium and all that. I know he's bamming me up.
it's a gazebo.
It's a gazebo, yeah. That makes me a
sense. Gazebo with a couple of sets of goals. And but three
stands, John, is it true that Falkirk's got an inflatable stadium?
It's true.
All the fans all have to go down.
By the way, Rab, it takes the two of them ages.
I'm moving this on. What was your favourite meme and gif that you saw from the fallout from the England game? What was the favourite? There was so many. It was beautiful. I have to put my hand up, and my personal favourite was the Photoshop of Begbie from Trainspot and drinking Rio Ferdinand's tears. That was just beautiful.
My favourite one was footballs coming home with a double OT. Crossed out in UCK.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
This is fuck all's coming home.
Yeah, it was decent. Grado, do you have one?
I'm trying a lot. I can't remember any of them. I don't remember.
Grado couldn't see any memes for fucking greeting after England get beat.
Yeah, that was nah, see, even my pals and all, they were all kind of game at tight saying I supported England. I never said that at all. What I said was No, I didn't support England.
No, you didn't.
I totally didn't. The only thing was I just didn't jump on that bandwagon. When
you did a face.
However, matter face, bag, because we recorded last, we were early last week. Yeah, it was before the semi-final. And the semi-final, man, just gave me the book, the way matter face was.
My favourite bit was Sam Matterface going, England deserves this. You deserve this. 16 months we've been going through hell. As if COVID was fucking restricted to the shores of England. Do you know what I mean?
Aye, aye.
For fuck's sake.
Aye, and Italy that had it fucking worse than anybody.
Right, and here's the other part. And all, Rob, they're playing Denmark in the semi-finals. He's saying, England deserve this. You deserve this. Fucking Denmark's captain nearly died in the first game.
Yeah, yeah.
And they get fucked with the COVID as well. Do you know what I mean?
That's the weird thing about that game against Denmark as well. Like, see, if you're a neutral watching this tournament, you're fucking wanting Denmark to win because of what had happened at the start of the tournament. And you were seeing a lot of English people going like that. How come people only supporting us? How come people are supporting us? It's like, well, people wouldn't support you ordinarily, but in this case, this fucking guy nearly died on the pitch. We're going to support his team. You know what I mean?
Aye. And Murphy's and obviously no giving it. Phone your work. Tell your work you're not coming in on Monday. Tell them you've... And remember where you were when you found out. That was when I thought to myself, no, right, I really, really don't want to see these guys, man.
No, like, he's just wanting these people around the pitch, they think it's all over moment, that
aye.
Guy.
Aye. He probably had something ready.
Aye.
Oh, aye. They always had something ready. But aye, well, glad they didn't win then in that case. What's been happening in Scottish football? A couple of stories popping up. Let's go first to Celtic. Chris, you've just signed Leo Abada from Maccabi Petr Tikva.
What a player. What
I was about to say, let's find out Chris's knowledge of the Israeli league, because he's an expert in every league in the world. What is this boy going to be like, Chris?
Well, Rab and I actually sat down and watched the Maccabi Petr Tikva game last week, didn't we, Rab? He was fucking magic, wasn't he?
We did. We had some cranky hot dogs. Beautiful hot dogs.
That guy in the boat chucked a couple of pies up the driveway.
Yep. Yep.
It was a great day. But,
no, but you have watched his YouTube video, mate, aye?
I've watched his YouTube video, aye. It looks like fucking messy.
Mate, that was the same. I remember when Sebo signed, he was the same. There was like a montage, because it was only when YouTube just first came out, and aye. I remember seeing the goals. But the best one but was when we go, would you call him?
Listen, mate, this isn't about Rangers, all right? So so we've signed this boy, Leo Abada. Fingers crossed he can do the job. Angie's come out saying that he should be able to hit the ground running. So, you know, just got to trust and hope in God that he's a fucking decent signing.
I mean, is he going to be match fit for the qualifiers next week, Chris? Is that the hope? Is he...
I don't know, mate. I've not spoke to him.
No, fucking hit the ground running is the minimum a football player should be able to do. Really, when you think about it, innit? But listen, the boy's just here, so he's going to walk about for a few games. He's not going to... fucking the minimum I want is a fucking hit the ground running, know what I mean?
That's a very valid point. Talking about the European games next week, Aberdeen are hoping to have 5,600 fans in Pittodrie. Celtic have applied for 18,000 fans for the Champions League qualifying match. I don't know if that's going to happen or not with the restrictions, but it would be good to get, obviously, crowds back in for the European games, eh?
Right. I mean, I see there was... Rangers are only get 2,000 for this game on Saturday. Yeah, if they no come out and say, look, because of the meaning of the game, because it is only a friendly, they're only letting us get 2,000. But surely by the time the qualifiers come out, we should, with the amount that was at the National Stadium a couple of weeks ago, what was it, 12,500?
The difference is, Grado, it's because the concourses. So at Hampden, all the concourses are on the outside. So at Ibrox, at Celtic Park, they're all on the inside.
We're enclosed, Grado. Aye. So.
Say that again.
So like the concourses, so like your pie shops and all that, Grado. See in Ibrox, you've got to go into the concourse. You've got to go below the stadium. But at Hampden, they're all right around, you know what I mean? It's like the old St. Mirren Park or...
I know, I'm struggling your point here.
Right, have you been, when was the last time you've been to Hampden?
I've been to Hampden hundreds of times.
Right, well, see how at Hampden, in the stand, the smaller stand, see when, if you want to go for a pie or that, you need to go up to the top and basically it's all open plan. Right. So all the gates are open and everything like that, and it's basically you going outside. But when you're at Parkhead or Ibrox, to go for a pie, you need to go down inside the stadium. And there's the logistics of it means that there's not enough room for everybody to socially distance and stuff like that.
Murrayfield's the same. So Murrayfield, it's all pretty much outdoors. There's no kind of indoor area, so they'll be allowed. Say, for example, if Rangers were to move their game to Murrayfield, they'd be able to get more people into the stadium, I reckon. You're confused by that.
I don't get that.
You don't get that, right? It's all to do with
I don't see what that's got to do with it.
Why didn't we just set up all the food stuff on the pitch, like, and he just play around it, then just pass the ball around it?
Or why don't they do it like in America with the baseball, where there's a guy walking up and down the stairs punting pies and stuff?
But then he's touching it.
We could fire them out of cannons, you know, like the t-shirt cannons you get.
fire the
hot dogs. They roll over hot dogs out of the cannons.
You'll have somebody's eye out, Rob.
But surely still, it's 2,000 for a 53-seater stadium. Never mind where the fucking burger van is in the stadium.
53 seater.
53,000 seater.
You playing the match in a fucking double decker?
Well, we'll wait and see what happens, and fingers crossed the Scottish Cubs can get through next week. On to a few transfer rumours. Now, we're going to use the Archie Knox method of judging these transfers like we did last week. So a spunk noise if you think it's going to happen, and a shite noise if you think it's a lot of shite. Ryan Christie has reportedly received a mega offer from Saudi side Al Hilal, according to The Sun. Apparently he's being lined up to be their main transfer target. Chris Toll.
Hell yeah, trek for Charlie for his weekends.
That's true. That is true. Charlie's
did. Oh, I never thought of that.
That is true.
For me, that's a
right. Shite. Grade a wee. We're confused about your. Right, so that's shite as well. Rab, spunk or shite bag.
What is the spunk noise you did?
Right, Grado's is a bit.
I mean, it's horrific.
I'm doing a shite anyway. I just wanted to know the spunk for in advance. Really, you should have told me before I came on the show about the spunking and shite, and I didn't know about that.
You're the man that said, don't tell us how that goes.
I have no practice them, but anyway.
well, that's not really a rumour, but goalkeeping coach Neil Alexander has abruptly left Dundee United amid rumours of a fallout with new boss Tam Courts. Rab's well in the know with that one. There we go. Rangers have made Heerenveen an offer for Joey Veerman, according to a report in the Netherlands. Is it Heerenveen? Heerenveen?
Heerenveen.
The Eredivisie star is in demand in the summer, and there's already been a Serie A bid from Hellas Verona. Grado.
Fuck knows.
Shite.
That sounds like a lot.
Oh, no, I changed it.
Nah, it sounds like a lot to me.
Right.
I'll go for.
Right. And Watford remain interested in Lewis Ferguson and are returning with an improved bid, apparently. Earlier on, Aberdeen said the bid they put down was insulting and they're in with a renewed bid. Spunk or shite bag?
I think that could maybe be a go.
So you're giving that the old.
That'd be a good move for Lewis Ferguson, I reckon, down at Watford. Do you know, Hinkson?
What's the name of the coach, of Watford coach again?
Jimmy Martin.
Is it?
Jimmy Martin, mate. Aye.
Who did you?
I'm going to be honest here, I have no fucking idea who the Watford manager is, so I don't know, we'll find out.
I think it's Cisco Munoz. Is it
no Kenny Jacket? Is it no Kenny Jacket?
No, it's Cisco Munoz, I'm sure.
It's Cisco Munoz. There you go.
Good to see you're well informed on this football show, boys.
Good to see you've got Google in front of you, you prick.
So,
I tell you what, I've just looked him up. That is one handsome manager there, sport.
Who, Cisco?
Let's have a look at him. It's not the Cisco that used to play for Newcastle, is it?
I think it is, mate.
It is, not, is it?
He's only 40.
It's no Cisco that used to play for Newcastle. It's a different Cisco.
Remember Cisco came to Irvine Beach Park in 2001 and he played with OPM and Top Loader?
did he do the thong song?
Dun, 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 dun song.
I love that song, by the way.
That was a great song.
I'm not even fucking joking.
Like, I quite like the follow-up, Unleash the Dragon, which was very underrated.
Was that no for fucking Fast and the Furious or something like that?
I think it was. I don't really want to unleash the dragon. Very good. So more ill-informed chat on the open line about football later. We'll be playing for pies in the player profile playoff. Later, Rab is going to go through the quiz. We don't have a guest this week, so Rab is going to be doing the quiz later on. And we'll have another three riddles.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought we had a guest. I thought we had that guy.
No, that guy pulled out.
No,
oh,
so Rab's a presenter and a guest.
Hey, Paul, do it.
I mean, do they pull out of the front or do they pull out of the...
Fuck's sake. What is the quiz, by the way?
We'll get to that, right?
Oh, you'll get to it.
And we'll have three riddles from Grado. It's our new feature, but he's only written one so far. So we're
just give me time. I'll have another two.
I'll have another two. To come on the show.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Been involved in a road traffic accident? Call them now on 01698 767 172.
Guys, Nicole's not with us this week, so I'll tell you about G4. Now, Rab, you might not have heard about G4 Claims before, but they sponsored...
You might not have heard about G4 Claims. Have you heard the radio?
I've never heard about it, Chris.
They're taking over?
They're taking over the world. They're every advert break on the radio, G4 Claims. And I like to think that we are a big part of why they're getting so big.
Absolutely. If you've been in a road traffic accident, Rab, right, you're not at fault. You go to G4 Claims, right, and they're going to make your claims easy.
I'm putting a scenario in front of you.
So if you are involved in a road traffic, it's not been your fault. Like, just say someone's went into the back of you, right? You can basically contact G4 Claims and they'll provide you with complete accident management support you require, right? They're going to recover the costs from the at-fault party. They're going to sort you out for a like-for-like vehicle. And if your vehicle needs to be repaired, Rab, they'll sort out one of their approved body shops and get it returned to you. And should it be deemed a write-off, you'll recover the pre-accident value of your car and they'll get a big fat check and they'll write it for you and they'll sign it, and best of all, it's not going to cost you a penny as they charge the at fault insurance direct.
John, what if your motor's like about 80 grand?
Then you get an 80 grand motor.
They'll sort it out. They will sort it out for you. And they don't call, they don't buy data, and once they process your claim, your insurance is going to remain unscathed. And Nicole and the team won't take on your case if they don't think they can help. Nicole will tell you flat out, right, nah, can't help, get on your way. But she's available all the time, and you can get to her on G4 Claims at 01698 767 172. 01698 767 172, or you can get them at notatfaultclaim.com or on their social media, G4 Claims Limited. She'll take calls takes calls day or night. She's always, we tried to get her on the podcast there just now. She's out and about sorting out someone now. So get in touch with Nicole. She's going to get you sorted. And it's G4 Claims. Remember that, people. Because what
not
did he do?
Not at fault claims. Not at fault claims.
Made easy.
It's the Football Daft open line, the open line where you can talk about whatever you want to. Maybe you want to talk about Scottish teams progressing in the European qualifiers next week. Maybe you want to talk about what your team needs the most in this transfer window. Or maybe you want to talk about Lucinda not leaving with Brad on Love Island.
Joking.
Do you? I have to hold up.
Spoilers, man. I haven't even watched it yet.
Oh, I thought you were ready, Rob.
Yeah, but I was going to watch it today.
Nah, right.
Oh, that's exciting.
Right, it was exciting, mate, right? But what do you feel about it, John?
I watched my first episode of Love Island last night because all you in the group chat, you purred in. Rab even watched it. I thought, I'll watch it. I fucking hated every single one
of
them.
So did I, John. I tried to watch an episode last week, mate, and it's the worst thing I've ever
seen. I'm invested.
You hated all of them? It's not about liking them. Here.
Aye.
I didn't think that lassie was into that guy anyway.
Well, do you know what? Here's the deal. I don't think she was either. And they were going on as if he was dead.
But it was like, Greg, did you not think she was like, he was like, oh, right, I'll go out. I'll leave. And then she's like, oh, maybe we should go out together. And then she was like, it was like a truck reversing going, deed, deed. Oh, but I've only been in a week, so, you know. And he's like,
he said, you know what, you stay, I'll go. So that she would go, we'll go together. But he went, you stay, I'll go. And she went, right, okay. That's what it was like, wasn't it?
What about what I put in the group chat? But would you not love to see Love Island with just normal folk?
I'd love it with fat bastards too.
Plumbers, brickies.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be watching people like us on Love Island.
No, I would.
I don't want to be watching that. Why would I fucking look at that?
Because it's real people, mate. You don't.
I need to be honest. I don't. You see you, Toll, and you, Grado. You're your own telly enough, as far as I'm concerned. You know what I mean? Like, see people...
I've been on telly three times in the last fucking 7 years. Give me a break.
Every time I see yous two on telly, I'm like, fuck, I don't want to look at this, man. You know what I mean? Even when I'm on telly, I look at myself and I'm like, "Fuck, who wants to fucking look at that?"
But it does depress you. But how good they look, but do you know what I mean? I'm just looking at them. I'm just like,
Grado, they're all fake.
You can't see that.
Men like us, no. Sorry, can't see that. But anyway,
I think see if the Love Island mansion or whatever it is, the villa, went on fire. They'd all melt and turn into one big, massive, fucking gorgeous bastard, I think. like the Terminator 2. So like they'd all melt in together and just turn into the world's most handsome fucking thing. And you know what it would be like? It would be like the statue of Jesus in Rio, except right good looking.
Are you saying the fucking statue of Jesus in Rio was ugly, Chris?
Christ the Redeemer is a handsome man.
But was it last night, John, somebody was, one of the lassies was giving a guy a massage, and she started pulling down his breeks a wee bit as if he was massaging his ass cheeks. See if Stephanie done that anywhere near my ass, man. I'd be fucking jumping. Don't get me wrong, I suppose if you love Love Island, you're probably washing your hoop 10 times a day just in case it kicks off. But I'd never let Stephanie do that.
I'm way you on that, Grado. I've got a hang. I don't really like... keep my arse out of it, you know what I mean?
Aye.
I've got to kind of keep my arse out of it.
Aye, don't touch there. Not to touch. Not to touch.
And I know sometimes when you look at, you know, let's say you've accidentally looked at a couple of fake taxi videos, right?
Aye.
Sometimes.
Accidentally.
Sometimes the guy's arse gets kind of involved mm-hmm. in the situation, and I'm always like, ah, oh, fuck that, man. That's why I don't want to be a taxi driver. No.
Does your missus ever try to touch her bum?
Yeah, I'm not fucking doing this one, fat boy.
No,
right, okay, let's move on.
It's a bit.
No comment.
As for me, it's nothing to do with, you know, anything in particular. It's just your kind of para about, like, I'm very kind of like, I've not had like 10 showers a day, you know what I mean? I'm just like very, you know, it's just.
You're worried you've got a dangleberry. That's a fucking bottom line, isn't it?
You know,
anytime Stephanie comes here in my ass, I'm your noise today when you were away in the shop.
Burnley.
You can't say that after what he got up to.
Move on.
Good stuff.
Right, okay, let's go to our first caller on the open line. He's been on several times.
Grab your face, man.
He's been on loads of times before. It is Ryan who's coming on to football.
Oh, I mean, we talked to Ryan about Blackpool.
Ryan,
what are you saying to you? Here, Ryan, listen to this.
Oh, don't I need to say this first? Ryan Dunbar. Remember the Cannon Dunbar show did that, remember?
Aye.
There you go.
Here, Ryan, listen to this.
What?
Guess what team my feathers bought a season ticket for?
Blackpool.
Aye,
get in.
Aye, I've bought my tap. Will he enjoy it? He's gone down next Wednesday.
Very, very smart man, is your favourite.
Is he? Is it good fun supporting the Blackpool then, aye?
Nah, I love it, mate.
How long have you been supporting Blackpool for?
Since Barry Ferguson signed.
Aye, I bet you.
No. Before that, I've been supporting Blackpool for about a young boy.
Have you?
Aye.
Do you go to the games, Ryan? I know you and your dad like to get out and about, man.
We go to the games. As you, Grado knows, I was in hospital 2 years ago.
Right. Remember?
So the last Blackpool game I went to before COVID, it played Fleetwood at home in 2019. So
the big derby game. Ryan,
I bet you they've got some good songs, Fleetwood.
I'll tell you something that I know because I watch a lot of lower league club YouTube things.
Aye.
Do you see how the goal celebrations?
Aye.
Do you know what they play at Fleetwood?
What?
Captain Tugwash.
What?
Captain Tugwash.
That one.
What's your point of day, Ryan? What are you coming on to talk about?
Yeah, my point of day was basically to talk about attendances post-COVID. Now, I suppose it's partly down to UEFA and obviously the Euros at Hampden, 12,500, I believe it was.
Is this about the 2004 concert there, Ryan?
Get to the 2004 concert there.
But Ryan, apparently they've just explained it to me. The reason why it is because where we sell our burgers is in the wrong place. What are you screwing your face at, though?
I'm fucking no well, mate. That's what I'm screwing my face up at.
Can you try and work this out, Ryan? They'll explain to you.
Right.
Go. Why don't you explain?
Right, Ryan.
Right, hold on. Can I explain it? Because you used to explain it to me, right? So let me try and explain what said. I can maybe put it in layman's terms, right? So Ibrox, right? See, if you want to go and get a pie in Ibrox, you have to go down inside the stadium, right? And then essentially inside a building. You're in the interior of a building. So there's different regulations there, the new for somewhere like Hampden, for example, where the open air, they're considered open air because it's open gates and open thing. So it's an open aspect. So it has different regulations there. So it's purely because the interior at Ibrox, where people get the concession stands and all of that kind of stuff, considered an interior of a building.
But surely, I'm sure fans would probably sacrifice going an hour before eating freaking
fries and all.
Have you met football fans? They're not fucking going without a pie.
Aye, but hold on a minute, John. The toilets in Hampden on the outside.
Oh, I don't know how that...
See, it's a lot of shite.
It's not a lot of shite. There's something about it. There is definitely something about it.
Aye, do you know where it is?
It's because it's Rangers. It's again, it's a conspiracy.
Grado, it's not to do with Rangers.
It's a conspiracy.
Here's what, here, right.
I'll tell you this now, right? Rugby fans, 20,000 in Murrayfield last week or whatever, right? How is that stadium any different from fucking Hampden? I know you're saying there, John, it's the same in Murrayfield. If you go up to the top of the stadium, that's where you get your pies and that. But like you're saying there, they've got to take it into account for the toilets as well. Mm-hmm. Right, and the toilets in Murrayfield aren't outdoors either.
I think it's because, like, Murrayfield, you basically don't go in anywhere at Murrayfield. If you've ever been to Murrayfield, it's all outdoor. It is all outdoor. So you go out, you get your drinks, you get your pies and stuff from porta cabins outside the stadium.
But
you do a piss, obviously, in the toilet, but it's a completely outdoor arena. There's no, apart from the hospitality section, there's nothing inside, if you know what I mean.
So there's no toilets inside?
There are toilets, but I don't know how the toilet part of it works out.
John, I'm starting to think you've made these rules up.
I've not. You Google
them. As well, though, there is a difference a wee bit with Rangers fans with COVID as well, because there's quite a lot of saliva comes flying at the end of their floats.
Right. What did you say that, Ryan?
So,
yes,
you'll be used to toilets having a manager called Portaway.
There we go. Couldn't help it, Ryan, could you? Well, Ryan, thank you so much for coming on the podcast and the open line this week, as ever. We'll see you later and enjoy the Blackpool Rangers game. Don't know who you'll be there for.
See you later, John.
Aye, by the way, who are you going to be supporting in that game, Ryan?
Also, second half.
Either way. Either way.
Good day out, mate. Good day out.
It's a good day out.
That's it.
That's
a win for either team.
Hope for a draw, Ryan. Hope for a draw. That's what you want, mate.
Tell your dad was asking for him.
Aye, Dad was asking for him, mate.
Aye, we'll do, lads.
Let's move on to our next call on the open line. And it is no stranger to the open line. It is Goshi.
How you doing, mate? You all right?
Aye, not too bad. I take it you've heard that thing about Ayer away to Brentford.
Is he away?
Breaking news on Football Daft.
I just, it came up on my Sky Sports app there. That,
we can go live to Goshi.
Brentford, 13.5 million, apparently. Mm. But Sky Sports has just retweeted it, so.
13.5 million, bloody hell, man. That's a lot more than you would thought you would get for it, Chris. You happy with that bit of business?
That must mean that we've got that Starfield coming in. They wouldn't be letting him go if that wasn't the case.
Yeah, so, apparently that deal's almost done. But 13.5 million's a good bit of business, Chris, eh?
But did somebody not offer 15 million last week?
Did they?
Celtic said they were holding out for 20.
There must be add-ons, though. There must be certain add-ons.
Is there not a German team that he's mentioned a couple of weeks ago that were interested in him?
Aye, by Germany.
Aye.
Germany wanted him.
It's like us with Morelos, man. We've had about fucking 100 bids ranging from 100 million to 10 million for him.
I know.
Well,
That was new, but I came on for. I just seen it when I was waiting.
You seen it anyway, Goshy? What's happening?
Ah, fuck all, mate. Getting there. I was what to ask. I didn't know Stephen was known, but I'll ask yourself. You see, obviously, we're linked with Joey Veerman.
Veerman?
Aye, we're linked with Joey Veerman. He's a decent player. Aye, but I was just wondering, would you see Kamara go? Because they're saying, the media are saying that we need to sell, basically, to bring him in. And obviously, Kamara's still not signed a new contract. So if we're going to cash in on him, we need to do it now.
It's like, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about it. And anytime somebody comes on and asks us, or John asks us, it's always like, just change the subject, you know. But it's getting closer and closer and closer, and you're starting to think, well, some of these players need to go.
They're going to. There's
no ifs and no doubts about it. It's just deciding what ones.
I think Kamara's a definite, because he's not signed a contract. He's really holding off on it. So I think we need to cash in on him, or we're going to lose a lot of money on him.
I think if any, for one of the big players, I'd get money for Kamara. I want another wee season with Morelos.
Upgrade. Well, I'm starting to think you should have done fucking 10 push-ups and 10 squats before you went down to get that door.
Ridiculous, isn't it? It's bad, mate. It's really bad these days, man.
Credo, see this strap? It used to fucking hang off me. Now it's like a scuba suit.
Well, mate, do you know what? I was clearing out my clothes, because obviously we're going out on Saturday. I've got fuck all to wear, mate. I'm busting out everything. The only thing that fits me is like my Under Armour t-shirts or this shit that I wear, kind of on my trackies and that.
Mate, wear your singlet.
I'll wear it underneath.
It's meant to be roasting on Saturday. Wear a singlet.
I'll wear it underneath my t-shirt just in case a fight breaks out, mate. You never know.
So what are you thinking for next season, Goshy? What do you think Rangers are going to do next season?
I don't know, mate. I'm quite confident, obviously, but then again, I'm looking across at Celtic, and sorry to be confident, I think they're a bit of a mess or that, but you just don't know what'll happen with them. But in terms of us, I think we're in quite good shape. We've got a good squad for last season. And if we can build on that, especially with, like, say, Joey Veerman, I don't know anything about fashion Sakala, but from what I've heard, he's quite good.
He's a smart dresser and all, mate.
I mean, fashionable.
What did you think of the friendly on Saturday? Were you one of these folks spitting a dummy and about the they gave a chance? I was that bored. I mean, it was the most dreadful game of football I've ever watched in my life. It was boring.
Do you want to know where I watched it? I was seeing that EC Underton Farm beside the airport, strawberry picking.
Safety's been there with the Wains.
Aye, mate, the Wains were all up and down picking strawberries, and I was sitting at the edge of the field on a bucket, sitting watching the game. She was going off her nut at me, sitting watching us getting pumped half Tranmere on a fucking pre-season friendly.
That's devotion for you. That's devotion.
I put it in the chat, but the most exciting part of that whole game was Tom. See Tom, the commentator?
Aye, Tom Miller.
Aye, Tom Miller, and the camera panned on Stephen Davis with a bottle of water. There's Stephen Davis there with a bottle of water.
He's dead funny, isn't he? He's a lot of stick, man, but I think he's quite funny.
I think he's different. I love seeing all that part. I like, and that just kisses the roof of the night.
I love all that. Honestly, the way he says Joe Arrebo. Arrebo.
My favourite
when he goes
like that.
Where's he going,
Tom? Where's he going,
aye? And it's went to Armstrong, 5-0 Celtic.
No, it was the one, it was Dembele, see when you beat 4-0 at Hampden, and Dembele taking that penalty, and he went, Dembele scores with a Panenka.
I know that we're saying this right, and I'm ripping the piss a wee bit, but my favourite one's the one where Scott Sinclair get tackled in the box and we get a penalty. Lee Griffiths get tackled in the box and we get a penalty, and he's like, and that's a great tackle there. Oh, the referee's giving a penalty. I can't believe that he's giving a penalty, and then it goes to the replay and he goes like, aye, that's a Stonewall penalty.
Brilliant,
man.
Joshy, thanks for coming on, mate.
No worries. Cheers. Thanks very much, lads.
Thanks, Joshy. Bye-bye.
We've got one more call in the open line now. I put out on Twitter, I thought, well, we'll just throw out the Zoom link and see who comes on. So there's somebody in the waiting room called Kev.
All right.
I think it's going to be Kevin the Chef.
Oh, audio.
It's Kevin the Chef!
Yes, man!
Kevin the Chef!
Kevin the Chef, man.
Chef!
Life in a kitchen, amazing.
Oh, we should go.
Oh, look for me.
He's got a big steak, mate.
What's that? What's that you've got, mate? What is that?
Kev, your mic's not working, mate.
You're muted.
You're muted.
Oh, you're muted.
Hey, 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 just get the chef's voice.
Fuck. Let's see what you've got.
Just a bit of topside, mate. Cutting up for a barbecue.
Nice.
Topside on a barbecue.
Are you, topside of what? What is it, a topside? Is it topside of a cow?
Aye.
Topside
right.
of beef,
you
madman.
I was trying to work out if I could be topside of a fucking goat.
Some kebab skewers, mate. Beef kebab skewers.
I love this. We've got like live chefing going on as we do the podcast. Just get, look at this.
Oh, look at this. Wow. Here's what I made earlier. Here's what I made earlier.
Some turkey wraps, man.
No way. Did you bump that beef for your work?
Nah, mate. I went out and actually paid for it. I used to have a boy pine for something. You know what I mean?
Fair enough. Wait,
are you going to marinate it?
Aye, well, I've got only chicken, there's some salt and pepper for the daughter, and then some Chinese for me and the wife, and then plain ones for the nieces.
Tidy. Wait, and then, you get any sides for your barbecue?
Sweet corn, we've got some salad, some bell pepper stuff, mate. The works.
Oh, by the way, man.
How long before this is ready?
About an hour and a half, mate. So
I could be there, no bother, by the way. I'm just 10 minutes up the road.
You got a big back garden?
What's that?
You got a big back garden, Kev?
Show you in there, right?
Oh, here we go. See. Here we go. Oh,
we could get in there, trips.
What was that in the middle there? What was that in the middle of the garden?
2 seconds. I don't even know how to flip this phone. You see it now?
Oh, yeah, we set up there. Nice.
It's garlic, Kev.
By the way.
Get the goals not for the rain.
Can you hide that chef money forever, can you?
Mate, you know how it was in, Kev, you know how it was in the paper about
Tom, what's that, mate?
You know how it was in the paper about that Tom Kitchen guy, like people are battering all the fucking other people in the kitchen or that? Do you batter anybody in the kitchen?
Yeah, just the missus and the wains, mate, when they try to come in and
compare. I don't know if I to say that, but we'll
point the sharp knife at the wains and tell them to piss off. And they run.
What kitchen do you work as a chef then, Kev, aye?
I was at college, mate, aye, but I've been chefing for a wee while now, so...
You ever been a head chef?
Aye, I'm my own house, mate, aye.
you've just started up the fort, though, Kev, haven't you? You're at the Five Guys up in the fort.
You see, Five Guys give them their dues. They actually make it fresh. It's not... If I'm being honest, I didn't think you were still on the Zoom call there. I thought you went off, so that's where I went.
Listen, see, Five Guys, by the way, I love Five Guys.
I feel really mad.
Everything's fresh here, mate. So everything, there's not a freezer in the place.
Hey, right. And you can get a cold bottle of beer. You're fucking.
I know that you don't, but absolutely. Nah,
it's a dear hole, but is it not?
Because of COVID. Fuck.
COVID. If me and the wife and the two wains were to go in, you're talking the best, the other side of 60 quid easy.
I know, mate.
It's expensive, but I tell you what, see for the amount you get, see if you buy a small chip.
The chips, mate.
They give you about 40 tatties worth of chips.
Yeah,
Kev, talk us through the rules where they're putting the chips in, because I've noticed they give you the chips and then they put the burger in and then they fucking put more chips in.
Right, so that's called a topper, right? So if you order even a small chips, right? So if you order a small chips, they put it in, but just like a wee kind of boil, like a quenchy cup size, a cup.
Yep.
And then when your other stuff's in, they batter in maybe a wee tray about 6 inches, kind of 2 inches deep, the full of chips, and you just batter in tap.
Amazing.
So what I would say is see a large fry. See, if you're going, a large fries would easily death 3 people. Maybe just the one for you, Gradle, but
no, ask me
getting you back, mate. That's what I'm looking
at. No, I'm only kidding. I do when I get a Five Guys, I do usually share the chips because there is a load. But I do always get all the way. What is that they call it? All the way with everything.
Yeah. So all the way in there is obviously four toppings on the bottom, three toppings on the top, but altogether there's like 15 toppings you can get in the one burger. They don't charge you any extra whatsoever, mate.
That's because the burgers cost £42.
That's very true, mate. Aye. But see if you get like just a bacon cheeseburger, you can get as much extra bacon as you want because you've already paid for the bacon, do you know what I mean? So don't tell them I said that, though.
Right, okay. We'll keep it our secret, Kev. Do you want to talk football or we just want to talk bad?
Well, mate, I'll be honest, I was just trolling through Twitter on a wee break and I seen you were doing the kind of like the football running kind of thing, from daft. So,
well, it was good to see you, Kev, mate. Good to see you, pal.
I'm cutting up a few bits and make Gradle's mouth water.
Well, no, today, tweet me a picture of the done deal of the night, right?
I will do, mate, because you followed me the other day on Twitter, so
There you go, mate, of course.
Brilliant, superb. Kev, thanks for coming on. Good luck with the barbecue, pal.
Cheers, guys. Enjoy the night.
Cheers, Kev.
Kev. See you soon, mate. Bye-bye.
And that is it for this week's Open Line. Remember, if you want to get on next week, just keep an eye on Twitter at @FootballDaftPod.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Football Daft's big question.
So last week on the Open Line, we spoke to John, and he suggested this week's big question, which was, what player from the your rivals did you have a soft spot for? Now, we already know, obviously, Grado loves Pierre Van Hooijdonk. Absolutely loves Big Pierre. We all know that. And Chris,
there's only one Pierre.
He's flying high in the air.
Chris, you were Ali McCoist, weren't you? You sort of came with that.
I had a soft spot for McCoist, I had a soft spot for Capuccio. Seymour.
Yeah, there we go. Did you have a soft spot for any Rangers player when you were growing up?
Soft spot for Rangers? Listen, I've said this before, and I agree, though, soft spot for McCoist.
Aye, McCoist. And an honorary mention for, what'd you call him, the big boy for last year, the big Irish, what'd you call him?
Shane Duffy.
Oh, is that you? Because I slagged fucking Seymour and that yet to get one in there.
Yes.
Yes, there we go. Well, the listeners have been in touch and they have been giving their suggestions for the people they have a soft spot for.
Right, so
Sean, he says Vincent Kompany. He says Kolo Touré at Beaufort City. He says both came across as very humble, down to earth guys and very solid players. What team does Sean support then?
It must be Man United.
That well-known Scottish football team. Andy says...
Because the next one, as I've got to say, is Gareth Southgate. I think this is no gun done as well. I thought it would be, but...
Andy says, aye, Gareth Southgate seems a good guy and continues to deliver.
I think he does. He seems like a bit of a gent, Gareth Southgate. I actually have got a lot of time...
He does, but like, did you not hear that fucking war pish that he was coming out with?
No, I didn't hear that. When I'm looking down the England team, there's not many pricks left in it. There's not many people you don't like anymore. Apart from Jordan Pickford, he's an absolute arsehole. But most of the England team actually...
Why is that, John?
He just comes across like a prick.
Just the way he goes on?
Do you know what I think?
Do you know who he reminds me of?
He was annoying me the full tournament.
Do you know how goalies are always arseholes, kind of?
That's a decent point.
Do you know what I mean? They've got that way about them. They're always like, "What the fuck is there?" Not to their end players. Not they've all they've got. You have that about them.
That's true. It's true.
But then I sometimes think that then they're sometimes quite the opposite as well. When big nice reserved men like big David Seaman, big men with moustaches and all that. Do you care what I mean? Real men's men.
But he might be the fucking. He might be the exception that proves the rule. But.
True.
Think about Andy. Think about Gorham, man.
Grado's a goalie and he's a fucking arsehole.
That's true. Stephen said Joey Barton, obviously a Celtic supporter, he made a bit of a fool of himself up here for Adventure North, but I still liked him.
Rob, do you want to, you've not got the thing. Roberto, he says it's got to be Kenny Dalglish. How Rangers never signed him before Celtic is beyond me. Massive Rangers fan back then and would have loved to see him turn out for his boyhood club. I wonder what his Roberto is, but you do hear a lot of like older guys that would say that definitely talk about how good Dalglish was. So shout out to Roberto there if you're like an older guy that listens to the show. Come on the phone and we'll talk to you.
Here's a wee question. Sorry, boys. Here's a wee question, right? I think, Chris, you'll back me up here. I think when you're a Celtic supporter back in the day, right, and when big Chris Sutton was playing for Celtic, one of the things I always used to think was Rangers fans hate Chris Sutton because they would fucking love to have Chris Sutton on their team. I always thought that Rangers fans would hate Chris Sutton in particular because they would love a guy like Sutton in their team. Was that true, Grado?
Do you know what it was? It wasn't with Sutton, but I'll tell you who it was with.
Hartson. I was going to say that because they had him signed.
Yeah.
They had Hartson signed, Rob, and he failed a medical. And then he signed for Celtic the next season and he scored. How many goals did he score?
150 goals, maybe. Was it 150 goals? Never missed a game. Was never injured.
I just loved Sutton, though, right? I loved Sutton when I was a wee guy. And it's one of the things where I was like, he's a really Rangers-y player, though. Do you know what I mean?
He's
just got that way about him. You just think he, you know what I mean? He's just got a Rangers-y vibe about him. You know what I mean?
Do you know that angry face, that fucking John Oval.
And just also the height of him and all. He looked like a Rangers player as well. You know what I mean? Because I always remember, like, physically, Rangers players always seem kind of tall and strong, particularly like in Souness's era. You ended up getting these kind of tall, strong guys in the Rangers team. So like Sutton had that about him as well. He had a wee bit, you know, nae fanciness. Just
looks as if he's actually had a wash.
I loved Sutton, man.
Oh, fuck you, you dickhead.
Oh, there we go.
But it's funny you say that, right? I don't know if I'm liking this in because I might get a piss taken out of me, but I got that vibe with Lundstrom last week when his interview.
He's more Celtic.
I don't know. There was something about it.
This is a very interesting question, though. What players do you think should have been Celtic that were Rangers players?
That's a big question for next week. That's a question for next week.
I get that.
Well, we move on then.
Yeah.
Right, so we've got Jason, who I actually agree with here. John Robertson, off the pitch, a great guy, but on the pitch, he was a prick for always scoring against the high bees. I loved John Robertson, but I hated him playing against us.
He's a highbie himself, isn't he?
Is he not a Celtic fan? I thought he was a Celtic fan.
No, John Robertson was a highbie. One of my good friends, Jim Gertley from the radio, was at a house party up in
Clang. Clang.
No, that's not a clang, I tell you that much. But he was at a house party, ended up back with John Robertson at a house party, and he was playing Sunshine on Leith by the Proclaimers.
Listen, I play fucking Simply the Best every other day.
My mate turns up, doesn't it?
Yeah. Rangers fan here, Alan says, always had a soft spot for Ian Jess when he was at Aberdeen.
He was eyelinked for Rangers, that's why who did he end up going to? Coventry. Something like that,
wasn't it? Do you know what, Ian Jess is still an unproven player, still bags of potential. I still think, even though he's probably winning sport, it was Ian Jess, he's going to be Scotland's next greatest player, and then it just never happened.
Do you know what, I think he wanted to play for Rangers, because see the way he spells his name, that's actually pronounced Owen. So you couldn't have had an Owen playing for Rangers back then, do you know what I mean? He'd get fucking hung, drawn and quartered.
Gordy says, Davy Provan, a Rangers fan, would have loved him on the right and Davy Cooper on the left. The rumour is that then-manager Jock Wallace left the club as the board did not make the signing.
Oh, really? Chrissy says he always thought...
But there was two Davy Provans, wasn't there? Because there was a Davy Provan that played for Rangers and Celtic, wasn't there?
No. Are you talking about the Davy Provan that played for Celtic that's on Sky Sports now, I'm presuming?
Aye, but there was another Davy Provan that played for Rangers and Celtic.
No, I don't know.
Right, hold on.
The only players that have crossed both Celtic and Rangers, Mo Johnston, Kenny Miller, Stephen Presley, and who was the boy in the 80s or the 90s? And there was that boy, the young boy recently, who obviously got dumped by Rangers and then picked up by Celtic, wasn't there? That everybody hated.
Liam Burt.
That's the fella.
Who am I thinking about then? That played for Beth.
I can't think. I think there's only five.
There's one that played for both Celtic and Rangers. It's a taxi driver on Coat Bridge now.
That's who I'm thinking about, too.
Called Davy.
Alfie Conn.
That's it. So is there five players that have played for both sides of the Old Firm then?
There's been loads now.
There's probably more than that.
Aye, yeah. Mark Brown, he's played first
Mark
team
Brown,
game.
Yeah, aye, you're absolutely right. There you go.
There's plenty, I think, when you think about it, isn't there?
There you go.
apparently Lindstrom is going to be one of them at all.
This is one that I always thought was more a Celtic type player than a Rangers player. Chrissy said she was obviously a Celtic supporter, but always thought Giovanni O'Brien Bronckhorst was a great player who would and did move on to bigger and better things. He strikes me as, you know, when we're going back to that question, Van Bronckhorst seems like a Celtic player, no a Rangers player.
Aye, like a nice young man.
Yeah.
That's what it is. The Celtic players are nice young men. The Rangers players are snarling beasts.
Was that because of the whole, like, Bobby Pett and all that? They kind of look similar, Dutch. That same kind of...
Maybe it is. But there you go.
Do you know what it is? He had a fucking one day left foot, and Celtic have always had a great left-footed player.
Like that's true. Maybe
John Collins, it. Nakamura.
George Roberts.
John says Hans Hillhouse who played for Aberdeen. He was a baller and I wish he'd signed for Rangers. So
James says Lubo Moravcik, what a player. Oh, that's a good shot.
Craig's obviously a Dunfermline supporter and says Russell Latapy, but he's playing for League One Falkirk. Fuck off, Craig.
And Kiwi True Blues says Barkas and Big Shane.
Barkas going to be the number one goalie this year?
You better believe he's going to be the number one goalie in the league, mate.
Anyway, I'm not laughing.
No, and that's it for this week's big question. Next, but what we do? What team? Your rival's team should have played for your team? Does that work?
Something like that.
But not just who did you like? Sort of player, style, the way they carried themselves?
Yeah,
here's a confusing one for everybody, right? Paolo Di Canio, because he had the name and the play style of a Celtic player, but the personality of a Rangers player.
I do think so.
I would almost say that Paolo Di Canio was as if they took like the Rangers player and the Celtic player and they merged it into one player.
That's what that Love Island thing that I was talking about earlier on.
That would.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Find them on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram at G4 Claims Limited.
It is the Player Profile Playoff with PieSports.com, bringing you the taste of Scottish football to your door. We've not been able to get football, so Pie Sports are bringing the pies to you. You can check out all the range on their website. We've all got our favourites. We're all big fans of the pies here at Football Daft. And do you know that Scottish football fans eat over 1 million pies each year? There you have it. You can give
I'll not say my usual line at that point, Gredo.
I know, usually you make...
Sorry, I'm trying to come up with these riddles.
Grado's busy working on his riddles as we do this bit of the show. So on to play today, it is Matty. How are you doing, Matty?
Not bad at all, gents. Thank you for having me.
No, good to have you on, mate. Good to have you on. Are you a fan of the pie?
I'm a fan of pie. Very much so. Can you see the size of me? Of course I love pies.
All right. What's your favourite pie?
Oh, I've got to be a steak pie.
Steak pie, just a straight... Do you know what... I think I'm just old school Scotch pie with a bit of brown sauce. Do you take brown sauce or red sauce in your pie, Chris?
Me? My favourite pie is poontang pie.
That's not the question I asked you. I said, do you take brown sauce or red sauce in your pie?
I'm a brown sauce man with a pie, I'll be honest with you.
Aye, I think it's the way
I think tomato sauce is a wee bit too sweet for a pie.
Aye. I'm with you on that. Absolutely with you on that. Remember, you can get the pies delivered free of charge. Just check out the website or you can give their SOS hotline a call, 01417999999. Right, Matty, so we've finished the Euros now, but I thought after the brilliant Italian one there at the weekend, we would pick out some great Italian players for the playoff this week. So the rules are, you probably know, Matty, I am going to read out the description of a player. If you know the answer, you buzz in. But if you get the wrong answer, you're out the game, okay? Yep. And it's the first to 2-1. The fastest person to buzz in gets the guess first. Right, but before we play, we need to work out who you're playing, Matty. So bear with me while I get... The name's...
What a shambles. What a fucking shambles.
Listen, they're going in a hat as we speak. It wouldn't be Football Daft without shambles. Let's draw them out. I actually don't have a hat, so I'm using a shoe to put the names in. This is how professional this podcast is. And the name coming out is... Chris Toll!
Oh my God, I cannot believe it.
Right. Here we go then, boys. What's your buzzer going to be, Chris?
Hello.
Pirlo. And what's your buzzer going to be, Matty?
Del Piero.
Oh, Del Piero, a good choice.
Right, okay, here we go. First player out, here we go, boys. After gaining prominence at Bari, this fullback moved to Juventus, where he spent seven seasons, winning two consecutive Serie A and Supercoppa Italiana titles in 2002 and 2003. After that, he moved to Barcelona, where he had a rather unsuccessful spell before returning to Italy with Milan. At the 2006 World Cup, he was selected in the team of the tournament from his performances. Fullback, played for Juventus, Barcelona and Milan. Who is it? Come on, boys. Oh, my word. Chris Toll. Stephen Purgeon is looking... I was going to hear this, and you're going to be embarrassed if I give you the answer. Come on, have a guess. None.
No.
Grado, do you want to give them the answer?
Wasn't listening.
No. Brilliant. He's too busy working his riddle. Gianluca Zambrotta. There we go, right.
I forgot Zambrotta played for Barca.
He did. He didn't play played two seasons there. Right, next player out. Hopefully you should get this one. This one club man made 786 appearances and scored 307 goals, though only won Serie A once.
Pirlo.
Chris Toll.
Totti.
Francesco Totti. Yes, 1-0 to you. Congratulations. Come on, Matty. You need to get the next one to stay in it. Right, here we go. This midfielder started his career at Brescia after making his debut at the age of 16. After impressing, he moved to Inter but couldn't break into the first team, so was put on loan to Reggiana and back to Brescia, where he was utilised as a deep-lying playmaker for the first time in his career.
Pirlo.
Chris Toll.
Pirlo.
Espo. Oh, Matty, it's a 2-0 whitewash, son.
That was terrible.
Oh.
You
know
what? Pie, since you've been a great sport, I've had a great day. I'm going to give you pies. I'm going to give you pies anyway.
Gentlemen, so yeah.
There you go, Matty. Thanks for coming on and playing. Remember, if you want to get pies from piesports.com, just head to their website and hit them up.
Welcome again to Grado's Three Riddles. It's week three of the show. I am now going to start off with the first free riddle. The first one to get the answer gets 10 points.
Oh, you're riddle getting points one. Now? We're getting points now?
10 points. 10 points.
Right, okay.
I am dead. But unlike my namesake in a film, I didn't leave a menchie. And if I did, I would probably run 1,760 yards.
I am dead.
I am dead.
Right.
But unlike my namesake in a popular film, I didn't leave a menchie. If I did, I would probably run 1,600 yards. 1,760 yards.
1,700 miles. Miles Hogarth, former Hearts goalkeeper. I don't know. I don't know
what's wrong.
Miles Story, who used to play for Aberdeen.
Nope.
Remember, it doesn't need to be a football, John.
Does it not? I thought that was a whole plan. Does it not?
No.
Gato, have you been
Today with Scottish, today with football, Scottish football.
Right, okay.
It's today with Scottish football.
It's always to do with Scottish football. I don't think there's been one where there's
Brooks Milestone. Yes!
Well done. 10 points to Mr.
Do you want to know us? Because Brooks and Shawshank Redemption left a menchie.
That's amazing.
Well done, mate. Well done.
That's amazing, Grado. I love the first guy. I am dead. What an amazing
fuck's sake, I hope Brooks' family aren't listening to it.
Well, it's just, we've got to do it. Right. You may have seen me, this is riddle number two. You may have seen me play for Hibs and St Johnstone, and I do enjoy a curry night, steak night, fish on a Friday.
Witherspoon.
Bastard.
Oh my God. You're good at this, Chris.
That is brilliant.
That was good, mate. That was good. You're going to get this one right away. I feel as if I need to take 5 minutes and because this one was just too fast. But here's the third one. GLS Fancy Motor.
Oh. Aston Martin.
Austin McCann.
Austin Healey.
Oh.
GLS Fancy Motor.
GLS. Austin. Oh, no, GLS. Oh, what's the other one called from GLS? What's the one? Rochelle and Marvin.
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 Not Andrews.
Marvin Bentley.
Marvin Bentley.
Still gets all free.
Marvin.
That's not a person.
Marvin Bentley isn't a person. It's Marvin Bartley.
By the way, I knew he'd fucked it up.
And you still got it?
No.
You got the fucking mistake. Right. That's how good you are.
Football Daft with G4 Claims. Been involved in a road traffic accident? Get them now at notatfaultclaims.com.
That's us just about done for Football Daft. Rab, as you've been the guest host, however, we've not got a guest this week, but you're kind of a guest host. So we thought we'd put you through our 90-second Football Daft quiz. Would you like to play?
Aye, 90 seconds?
It's 90 seconds. 90 seconds, all right, okay.
Have you listened to the other 91?
No.
Come on, that's a good joke. 90-second quiz. No?
No, no, for fuck's sake. I was like one of the fucking riddles.
That goes right over my head on that.
I'm decent, Joe.
Is this football questions?
It's football.
It's
a mixture of football questions. I'll put in some for you as well, Rab, so hopefully you should get a couple. So we basically test your knowledge of Scottish football, right? Oh. Top of the leaderboard, right, is Livingston manager David Martindale. He's got 16. In joint second, we've got Chris Sutton's brother, John Sutton, Chick Young and Hamilton Scott Martin. They're all on 15. Then in third, we've got Mark Wilson and Keith Lasley, who are on 14. Other selected scores. Now, these are the ones you want to pay attention to, Rab. These are the guys you want to get above. Murdo McLeod's on 10, right? Okay. Andy Gorham is on 8. Jackie McNamara is on 7.5. And Barry from EastEnders. Now, this is the big one, Rab. Barry from EastEnders is on 4, right? At the bottom,
4? That's good for a fucking Barry for EastEnders for Scottish football.
Aye, at the bottom, it's a tie between Peter Lovenkrantz, Derek Johnson, Craig Levine, and Miksu Patalainen, and they're all on 3, right? So who, anyone you want to beat? I know you've probably got your sights on Andy Gorham.
Aye, you always mention him.
Why have I got my sights on Andy Gorham?
Because you always say he's my best pal. And...
So anyone you want to beat on that leaderboard, Rab?
Barry for EastEnders.
Barry for EastEnders.
He had good knowledge, man.
He's a quick.
I've got no chance here.
He's won like the Chase and put, like all these celebrities. He's written a
quiz. That's his hobby,
book,
mate.
Which
he sits in front and studies quiz books all day and all that.
Yeah, exactly. So don't
worry. Go for it then. Go for it.
This is Scottish quiz book there for you to see.
See, a matter
Sean
of
Williamson,
facts.
Matter he's of facts. Yep, there we go. So there you go. He's a quiz master. Right. Okay, right. We're going to put 90 seconds
that's
on the
me put it back
right?
under my. That's me put it back under my laptop again.
We're going to put 90 seconds on the clock, Rab, right? You can't pass on ever. This is really important. You can't pass. You need to give an answer to each question, right?
Oh, fuck me.
And your brother in Wrestling Daft, Grado, is going to ask you the questions and try
to... Wait a minute, Rab. You don't need to give the right answer.
Yeah.
I know. Just something. I just need to say something.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Right, Grado.
90 seconds on the clock.
90 seconds on the clock.
Question number one. Italian captain Giorgio Cellini plays for which club?
For fuck's sake. I know this. Oh, fuck it.
Just say something.
Perfect Thistle. Move on.
What two colours make up Albion Rovers' home strip traditionally?
Two colours, Albion Rovers' home strip. I don't want to guess it. I want to get it right. What if I get one? Do I get another chance if I get one of the colours right and another colours wrong? Do I get a chance?
You got half point.
I think it's red and yellow. Red and yellow.
Who is the current manager of Area United?
Harrison Ford.
How many series of Burnison weather?
Three.
What team did Liam Shaw leave to join Celtic?
Liam Shaw. Sheffield Wednesday.
Name a Scottish team with Athletic in their name.
Oh, can I think of one? Burnison United, move on.
Billy Gilmer has just signed for which club on loan?
Time!
I've answered the question.
How much was that?
Finish it.
Did I get to finish a question? Did I have time to finish a question?
Billy Gilmer has moved to which club on loan? Alan Partridge.
Hold on, give us a minute.
Give us a minute so I can Google it.
No! I'm not googling. My horns are right here. I'm not googling.
You sitting it?
No, I'm not sitting it either. I'm going to have to guess it. You said that Alan Partridge. That was a clue. Coventry.
Aye, that's your answer. Okay.
Right, let's top up the scores, Mr. Forrance. Chiellini plays for Juventus. Air United is David Hopkin. Scottish team with Athletic in the name could have Forfar, Aloha, Ann, and Ordon Fairmont. And Billy Gilmore has just signed for Norwich on loan.
Norwich, fuck.
I'm afraid to say, Rab, you didn't beat Barry from EastEnders. And I'm even more afraid to say that your joint bomb of the leaderboard with Peter Lovenkrantz, Derek Johnson, Craig Levine, and Hicks with Pat Alainen, you're on three.
You're in good company.
I'm honoured to be alongside the fine fucking sportsman, to be honest. You know what I mean?
But, Rab, we've got to say thank you very much.
I'm a basketball guy, boys.
Yeah, basketball daft.
Please remind all the listeners to check out Basketball Daft, by the way. Obviously, it was game four of the finals last night.
Yeah.
Who won?
The Bucks and the Suns are 2-2.
They're tied now.
There you go. So you can get more on that on Basketball Daft. Rab, thank you so much for coming off the bench and covering Stephen this week. It's been a pleasure to have you.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
And you can hear Rab on Wrestling Daft every week. And you've got a new series in the pipeline, Rab. Tell everyone about it.
A new sitcom called The Scots, which will be on sometime later this year, which is just about like a Scottish family, kind of reality show style sitcom comedy, but it should be funny. Hopefully it was good fun filming it.
Everybody's raving about it.
Absolutely. You, Ian Connell, back together and doing that. So that'll be amazing. Hopefully that's out September, October time.
So you've made pals with him then, aye?
What's that?
You made pals with, what'd you call him? Ian Connell.
Well, I've made pals with him.
He's a back pal, ain't he?
Aye. But didn't he thought?
All right, sorry, I should have mentioned that, man.
Everyone's giving away from this podcast going, that's why there wasn't another series of Burniston.
I do want to say as well, like, just to remind everybody that I'm also replacing Stephen Purden on River City for a couple of months, so kind of weird that I'm playing the same character.
Shell suit Rab,
aye. So I'm looking forward to doing that.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for coming on, Rab. Remember, if you want to get the video version of this podcast, lots more content, you can get that at patreon.com/footballdaft. Get us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. We're going on the Football Daft Night out this weekend, boys, aren't we?
So we are, aye.
Saturday.
Yeah, so great. Is getting...
Put you in, Chris.
Can I get the clothes that don't fit you anymore?
What? I could probably bring you a wee pulley bag worth of hand-me-downs.
A wee bag of hand-me-downs, eh?
A wee pulley bag of hand-me-downs.
But I tell you what, no trousers, because it'll be too long for me.
I've got a pair of shorts. I've got a couple of shorts. Really, they've got all the basketball shorts in you. My wee shorts.
I'll send Rab a picture and he can tell me what he thinks.
Basketball Daft.
Can I ask you one question just before he's go as well? Since you were quizzing me. How many players per team are on a pitch during a football match?
How many players per team?
20.
11
per team, it's 11.
11.
Hey! Audio.
frontier.